Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. Hope you are having an incredible week. Happy Friday to you. The weekend is almost here. And, of course, I want you to have an amazing weekend. But, man, I pray that you are in a situation where your week is not so horrible that you're dying for the weekend because you're trying to run from something. I hope you're having an amazing day wherever you're at, and that you are generating or you're creating an environment that is fun to be around, that you're stewarding your time and stewarding your location, you're stewarding just wherever you're at, that people are being drawn to Jesus because of your countenance. I know that's not based on our circumstances, but based on what's inside of us. And so hopefully you're having that kind of experience. Happy Friday to you. We want to hear from you here at Chris Brown's True Stewardship. So give us a call at 866-357-3283. Again, it's 866-357-3283. And we actually have one of our Financial Peace University coordinators on the line. He's calling in from Denver, Colorado. This is Alan. Alan, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Chris? I got to see you at the SMART conference.
Oh, good, good. That was awesome, man. We enjoyed it. You guys were amazing.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a great audience, and you guys were so fired up. That was a lot of fun. Now, so you're one of our coordinators, and we try to get you guys on the line. How many classes have you coordinated?
I've done three, and I've got my fourth scheduled for early next year.
That is very, very cool. Now, the reason why I would like to get you guys on the line, one, is we want to publicly thank you for what you do. Okay. This is definitely a partnership where we're leveraging our vantage point, trying to take advantage of the platform that Ramsey Solutions has, whether it be over a microphone or whether it be going to an event or maybe it's through writing on several different blogs and those kind of things. But it definitely is a partnership because we are heavily relying on the eyeball-to-eyeball, kneecap-to-kneecap interaction that happens. So, for instance, as you've listened on the show, I will point somebody towards taking Financial Peace University. They will sign up for a class. They will go to a church or go to a facility, and then they're in your care. Now, obviously, you are very inspired by this activity. You enjoy it. You're fueled by it. What is it, Alan, that makes you want to continue to coordinate Financial Peace University classes?
Well, years ago, I was in debt. Many years ago, and you know how miserable it was. So now, after getting out of it, want to pay back forward to help anybody else that feels hopeless at the time to know. And Dave's got the best program out there to find a path out of it.
Yeah, there's an incredible church in South Carolina. Really good friends of mine, a New Spring Church with lead pastor Perry Noble. And they've got some sayings there at their church. Saved people serve people, and found people find people. And that is no different with these classes. That you know, those of you that are listening in, and you've really experienced God through this class, and experienced really life change. Your trajectory of your entire life is on a different path, and you're looking for a way to give back. Alan, would you recommend being a Financial Peace University coordinator for these folks?
Absolutely. That's why we're doing it. I want to make sure my children also never fall into the trap of debt, so they have heard it from me a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So folks are listening in, Alan. They probably are like, well, I don't know if I'm qualified. I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't have my act together. And what would you say to those folks?
Well, I guess after me being deep in debt and supposedly having a financial degree, I had messed up enough. So when we finally found a way to do it, it's like it's easy to do it. It's having a heart,
yeah,
and a heart to care,
mm-hmm.
so that it helps when you see one of your students in a previous class that the first couple of classes was defending credit cards in every way, shape, and form, And by the end of the class, they're planning their debt-free screen. Another student, a young mother that was in payday loan crisis, and by the end of the class had a plan to get out. Another family that was deep in the hole, and at the very end of the class, after they cut up all their credit cards, then we're saying, at least now we're not getting a bunch of creditor calls. At least we have them scheduled when we're paying them.
That is so cool. I love it. Very cool. So, and you were one of the broke finance professors.
Well, not at that time. I was a broke telephone worker that listened to the wrong person.
Oh yeah, because you had a finance degree. You weren't necessarily a finance professor. That's right.
I have an MBA, and I thought I could. My friend and I, supposed friend, knew better, and we didn't.
Is that one of those scenarios where you want to out earn your stupidity?
It was one of those. No matter what I would have earned, it would have gone out the back door then.
Oh yeah, I've been there for sure. Well, Alan, we appreciate you calling in and inspiring folks to engage in this. You know, there's a lot of folks that are out there and kind of, I don't know if I should. I want to coordinate, but I don't know if I can do it. And I would just strongly encourage folks that just like Alan, put one foot in front of the other. Say, hey, listen, raise your hand and say, hey, I want to coordinate one of these classes. And I definitely would encourage you guys to do that.
Yes, I would encourage that too, because Dave has the best program out there, and it does give hope.
Yeah. Well, Alan, let me thank you real fast, and I wanted to thank you with a verse in Ruth,
okay,
chapter 2, verse 12. And this is a prayer that was in Ruth 2:12 that I want to extend to you. It says, "May the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge, reward you fully for what you have done." Alan, you are a hero, and God is using you in a major way, and we thank you so much for coordinating our classes. Alan, thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Chris.
Have a great day. All right, next up, from all the way from Anchorage, Alaska, this is Kathy. Kathy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I know how you are doing. You're chilly. You're a little chilly up there.
Yeah, we're a little chilly, but not bad. We just got a little bit of snow. I don't know, 6 inches, not much.
Okay, well, it's pretty safe to say up there with you guys, because for those listening, up there, it's probably up there for most people listening.
Yep, probably so.
Oh, dear. How can I help you?
My husband has been retired for 10 years. We're both 56. I'm an occupational therapist, and we have just recently been advised to look at some long-term care plans from our financial advisor that my husband has been going to for a while. And I'm not sure if we need to do that or not, or at what point do you start looking at that? I'm still working probably for the next 4 or 5 years. That's basically my question.
Okay. And is there any particular reason why? Is everyone's health okay?
Oh, yeah, we're totally fine. Yeah. When my husband retired, there was a long-term care package that at the time we're like, nah, we don't need that. Well, apparently, a lot of his other school teacher buddies like, you should have taken it, because at that time, the rates were super cheap. You know, their advisor was just saying, you know, looking down the road, here's a good package deal for you. You should probably look at getting into it. And I was like, wow, I don't know if we even need it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's
a little premature. We've studied the risk versus the rate increase and, the amount of cost for long-term care, the amount of the duration of long-term care. We've studied all of that. And of course, we've worked with our own research professionals. And then of course, we've outsourced it as well. And we've studied this for like 20 years. And the year that we feel comfortable recommending is 60, at age 60. So it's a little premature. You could probably start paperwork if you want to at 59 and a half or something, if it's going to take a while to get the paperwork going and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, 60, and especially if you guys are feeling good and you're in good health, I think it's a little bit premature.
Are there particular companies that we should look at? Can you steer us in one way?
Of course, yeah. Another? I would recommend you to, of course, stewardship.com is our website for this particular show. And at that website, what we have is our endorsed local providers, which are rock star companies that we recommend in the investment arena, in tax arena, real estate arena, and also insurance. And actually, on this show, I don't talk about that as much as I should, But those insurance mm-hmm. professionals are available to everybody as well. And we have already kind of like filtered them, and we love what they're selling. We love what they're offering, the customer service that's associated with them, and the ethics that are associated with their with all these folks. So that's where I'd go, stewardship.com, and click on ELP.
Click on ELP. All right, I'll do that.
All right, Kathy, we appreciate the call.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks. Well, you know, it's just a couple years away from retirement, Kathy is. And, you know, how about this? How about wherever you're at right now, you think about retirement? You might be like 19 years old or 28 years old. What kind of dreams do you have for your retirement? Have you thought about it? How about this question? Do you want to be a blessing or do you want to be a burden? Come that time, whenever it comes, are you going to be a blessing or are you going to be a burden? America's trusted voice on retirement, Chris Hogan, has a brand new book out called Retire Inspired. It'll show you how to set yourself and your family up for a secure financial future. So whether you're 25 or you're 65, it's never too early or too late for anyone to start planning for their retirement dream. Chris gives you a plan to get there, and he'll walk with you along the way, because retirement, it isn't an age, it's a financial number. So when I first told you to dream there a couple seconds ago, you might have been thinking about an age. No, it's not an age. It's a financial number. And you might hit your number at 45, at 52, and it's a financial number. How much do you need for retirement? So I want you to go to stewardship.com today to order the brand new book from Chris Hogan, Retire Inspired, for only $20. It's a retirement book, but man, he makes it fun. You shouldn't struggle with worry, uncertainty, fear, with thinking about your family legacy. You can retire inspired, and you can retire prepared. So again, go to stewardship.com and check out the book, Retire Inspired.
Thank you for listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question you want to ask Chris, email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. 866-357-3283. And now let's continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
I got an email here from Lisa. She says, "Hey, Chris, thank you for hosting this show. I listen regularly, and it's so helpful. We built the $1,000 emergency fund and have been working on our debt snowball. It's going to take a few years to get rid of that debt before we can move on to the next baby step. We recently encountered a rather expensive car repair that decimated our emergency fund. My question is this. Do we suspend the debt snowball for as long as it takes, essentially paying just the minimum on all debt bills, until we get that emergency fund back to 1,000, and then resume our debt snowball where we left off?" Those of you who have been listening to this show for quite a while now, what do you guys say? Again, the question is, do we suspend the debt snowball for as long as it takes until we get the emergency fund back to $1,000 and then resume our debt snowball? What do you guys think? If I had some Jeopardy music, I'd play it right now. The answer is yes. You suspend the debt snowball temporarily, take care of baby step one, and then proceed with baby step two. That's what's so cool about Financial Peace University, folks, is because they're baby steps. We make it very easy for you. So they're all linear. You take care of one before you take care of two. So there you go. Thank you so much, Lisa, for your email. Well, folks, of course, you can call in at 866-357-3283. We have a call coming in from Williamstown, New Jersey. This is John. John, how are you?
Good.
How can I help you?
Well, I had a question. We've been watching the Financial Peace University videos at our church for almost 2 months now, I guess, and we're coming up. We just came up to one about mortgages. I had some questions about that. It was Chris Logan, is it?
Yeah, Chris Hogan.
Hogan, yeah. He was on. But my original question was in regard to putting aside 15% every month. We live in the Northeast and in New Jersey, and with the cost of living and everything like that, it's become difficult sometimes when we look at some of the numbers and the different things that are to be done. You know, man, I don't know. You know, we've knocked out all of our debt except the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of the different things with just calling on different bills and being able to switch our insurances and different things like that. We've saved on a lot of things and cell phones and such. And those were smaller things, but overall, the 15% has been hard. We've been putting away for quite some time now, and just not at that clip. Like, even before this year, for years, we've been, but not at that clip, and it's been hard. Our children, we have three kids that go to a Christian school, and with that being said, outside of just needs, that's the only thing that I guess you could say is not, you know, a need that we purchase.
Yeah. How much is that, the three kids in school?
Ten
a year each?
10,000. Yeah. No, total.
Total. So about $1,000 a month, $800 a month maybe. Okay.
Yeah, in the ballpark, yeah.
So when you're referring to 15%, are you referring to money down on a house or 15% in investments?
I'm talking about the 15% investments, but when I heard him talking about some of the mortgage stuff in...
Oh, okay.
Combining the two of them with the percentage, what he was saying with the 15 for the investment, I was kind of like, I don't know for us if that would be, you know, something that's possible. We already have a home.
Yeah.
We have different ideas and thoughts and questions and stuff like that as far as, you know, we refinanced. We didn't know originally. We got into a balloon payment, had no idea what that, you know, was. We were young, and thank God we got out of that. Now we have a fixed rate of 5%.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not, you know, sure now as far as, you know, what can we do to get more that way in the 15% range. Overall, now I have profit sharing, and she has 401k. I have previous IRAs and stuff like that. I mean, as far as the 15%, we're looking to make way towards that, and it just seems like every month, it's like we're kind of right there. You know, we save a little, or maybe we're over a little.
Yeah. Well, what is your income?
Total, it's 85.
Okay.
Depending on bonuses and stuff. That's without them, though. Like, with them, it could you know, go more beyond.
Uh-huh. And you said you have no consumer debt. How much do you owe in your house?
A little over 150.
Okay.
52, I think it is, something like that.
And what's that house payment?
It's in the ballpark. It's like 15, a little over, you know.
Okay.
You know, 32, 15, 32, something like that.
How much savings? How much savings do you have, John?
But just not investments, just there in the neighborhood of, we keep an account for instant access, like, you know, that, and then we have a regular savings all together about 10, 11 ish. It's, you know, with the bills, it kind of up and down, you know,
of course.
Like that.
And then
it hangs right in that neighborhood.
And how much do you have in investments total?
Over 100. Okay. Like 111, 12, somewhere last we checked, but we've checked like 2 months ago. It could be, you know, a little more now. It could be a little less.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, let's just, you know, take this through the baby steps. So you've done baby step one, baby step two. It looks like baby step three, you still got a little way to go on that. You probably need to get to about 20 or 25,000 to have 3 to 6 months of expenses in there. So build that up a little bit more. Once you get into baby step four and the investment side, here's what I would say is if you're having a tough time hitting that 15%, you know, you got to look at some of the things of your lifestyle. And one of them would be Christian school. You just got to ask yourself, how important is that? But if that's not the place you're going to cut, it's got to be somewhere else. And with housing being a little bit more expensive there, which, you know, your situation doesn't actually seem very expensive for that part of the country. It doesn't seem in your income to your, you know, the biggest parts of your budget are going to be your living expenses as far as the shelter and home and your cars. And if you don't have a car payment, you're probably obviously paying higher on gas prices. But your major expenses in your budget are not more expensive for you because you put yourself in a good position. So I don't see any reason why you can't hit 15%. That 15%, where it comes from, is a happy medium between all the different geographic regions. So for us to be able to speak nationally and even internationally, 15% is where we've landed, taking into consideration all those unique circumstances like New Jersey or LA or New York, or, you know, Northern California. So all of that is in there. 15% is still what we want you to shoot for. And we just want to encourage you to maybe look at your budget again, squeeze a little bit more, and see where you can squeeze. And I know it's hard to decide, you know, how much squeezing is, you know, too much or not enough, or, you know. And for me, I think when you're determining big decisions like this, I like to ask people to consider two major verses. Matthew 6:20 says, "Store your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal." So there's that one of not putting all your treasures here on earth. There's another passage, though. It says Psalm 128:2 that says, "You will eat the fruit of your labor, and blessings and prosperity will be yours." So it's okay to have things like a luxury, like private school. That's a luxury. That's okay too, but you've got to live somewhere in that land in between, and it's not concrete. You've got to wrestle with it. And of course, keeping in mind that, we're all rich. So, you know, if you think through it, anyone who's listening to this broadcast, you're probably rich. When you think about all the wealth in this world, you're probably in a pretty darn good position. But we're not rich really until we have something that money can't buy. And so, you know, you think through the love and Jesus and the things that don't cost money. So think about all these things that you've got in your budget. What really brings you true happiness and true joy and speaks to the values of your family? And then you'll know where to squeeze. But you can do 15%. I've talked to thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are in a tighter scenario than you are, and they can hit that 15%, and you can too.
Okay. Well, we'll have to jam a little harder and see how we can do with that. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, you got it. You're in a really good position. You're fine. And let's just say that you hit 12 or 13. Don't beat yourself up. You're going to still be in a good position. But your goal is 15, okay?
Right on.
All right. Thank you, John. Some of you've been sending in messages on Facebook. Here's a Facebook message from Heather, and this is more of an encouragement. But she says, "Thank you, Chris, for your heart for God's people. I was just listening to how you grew up and can relate with the bad home life of no food, sleeping in a car, etc. Thankful for the Lord. He pulled me out of that rut, and now my life is so much better. Thank you for sharing that message of hope." Well, thank you, Heather. I appreciate that. I share my testimony on here occasionally. I think I've done that 3 times now. Hopefully that's encouraging you folks that that God is so good. So thank you for the encouragement. Folks, I don't know if you've engaged yet on social media, but I would love to connect with you there. I'm Chris Brown on Air on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. Again, that's Chris Brown on Air. Don't forget to pick up a copy of Chris Hogan's new book, Retire Inspired. That's available now at stewardship.com. Again, that's stewardship.com. Of course, there's tons of amazing things there at that website, and I couldn't encourage you more to go check it out. And while you're there, I want to encourage you too to make sure you sign up for, like, every other week. We put together a very short email blast for you that just gives you a glimpse of what's available at stewardship.com. And it's not annoying. It's not every day. But every, 2 weeks, the hottest things that's going on around Ramsey Solutions. So whether it's a new article that kind of just hit it big, or maybe it's a new video, or maybe it's a new curriculum, we want you to be, you know, in the know. And so make sure you sign up for that. It's bi-weekly, and lots of inspiration and lots of resources there. So helpful tips, articles, the whole deal. So we want to make sure that your year is being, you know, getting started off the right way. Speaking of getting started on the right way, folks, as we close up the show today, I want you to have a tremendous weekend. Have an incredible weekend, not just fun, but let's make sure that we carve out some time, just, you know, a real Sabbath, some time to really spend time with God, spend time with family, spend time with friends, and to steward this weekend well. Let's not get to Monday morning going, "Where did the weekend go?" Let's live this weekend on purpose for God's glory. God bless y'all.